Palestinian Congress member Rashida Tlaib spoke on Capitol Hill today, joined by Veterans for Peace and Doctors Against Genocide, calling on the Trump administration to end the starvation crisis in Gaza.
Babies being starved to bone. Every day that our government continues to withhold funding from UNRWA, they are actively participating in these crimes against humanity.
The coalition is demanding the removal of the U.S. and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which they allege has turned the distribution of aid into target practice for the Israeli military.
They are luring people to the border to get food because they're so hungry, many of them sending their own children. And they're coming back completely killed. And you watch, these bullets are in their heads and their bodies. It's intentional.
The United Nations issued a stark warning today, posting on X that the hunger crisis in Gaza has never been so dire. Quote, deadly malnutrition among children is reaching catastrophic levels. Humanitarian aid at scale is urgently needed, close quote. Democracy for the Arab World Now, or DAWN, is a U.S.-based nonprofit founded by the late Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The group has launched a petition on change.org, urging the UN General Assembly to deploy an emergency multinational protection force to Gaza.
There is an urgency to act. Act here and now.
That was Raed Jarrar with DAWN.
We can't just wait for lawsuits. We can't just wait for political resolutions. We need an armed protection force to be deployed by the United Nations General Assembly.
The United Nations General Assembly can authorize a multinational force, including armed personnel, under the Uniting for Peace resolution, first used during the 1956 Suez Crisis to establish the UN Emergency Force. Jarrar says the same mechanisms should be invoked again.
What they did in 1956 is that they did indeed agreed to deploying a peacekeeping force in Egypt, and that keeping force was indeed deployed, and this could happen here as well. All what is needed is for one member of the UN General Assembly to request a special meeting, and that meeting must happen within 24 hours, believe it or not. And then in that meeting, if the General Assembly votes with a two-third majority in sending a peacekeeping force, that keeping force could be deployed immediately using forces from those countries.
The resolution was designed to overcome Security Council deadlocks and uphold the UN's founding mission to defend human rights. Jarrar says that mission is now being tested by Israel's actions in Gaza. DAWN is calling on the General Assembly to convene an emergency session and approve the deployment of a protection force without delay.
Honestly, we have waited for 20 months watching Palestinian babies get killed every day, watching them on our screens and our phones. And now we got to a point where any more wait means that the world is risking not only a genocide, not only mass starvation in Gaza, but the death and end of international law. So it is either now or never. This is not just about political capital to save Palestinians. This is about political capital to save the international order and the world as we know it now.
KPFA News reached out to the United Nations for comment, but has not received a response as of airtime. Today, UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell called the situation for children in Gaza intolerable. Gaza's health ministry reports two more deaths from famine in the past 24 hours, bringing the total to at least 115. Reporting for KPFA and Pacifica, I'm Lauren Schmidt.